Ever catch yourself picking up something new just from watching someone else? Like you see it done and it just clicks.
Yeah.
We're diving deep into that today. It's called observational learning, and we're going deep with watch and learn.
Oh, cool.
They're like the gurus, you know?
It's pretty wild when you think about it, right? It's like we've been doing it forever, but we never really give it enough credit.
It's more than just like monkey see, monkey do, right?
Right.
This article, it's saying it's about understanding the why behind the how-to.
Exactly. Think about it. Little kids don't just pick up a grammar book, right? They just kind of absorb language. And the cool thing is, watch and learn. They found that when you actually think about why someone does something a certain way, like you're really analyzing it, it actually helps you learn even better.
Whoa, really? Okay, so it's not just zoning out in front of a screen. You're actually supposed to be present.
It's like active watching or something, right?
Yeah.
The article had a really good example about this. Professional athletes, right? They don't just train.
Right.
They obsess over their idols.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're trying to download skills straight from their brains.
You're telling me I used to spend hours, literally hours, rewinding basketball games trying to get Jordan's moves down.
Yeah.
I never quite got there, though. But seriously, this applies to way more than just sports, right?
Oh, absolutely. They were talking about how new employees, when they start at a new job,
right,
it's not just the official training that gets them up to speed. It's watching their coworkers.
Right.
How they act, how they talk to each other, how they handle problems.
Interesting.
It's all sinking in, even if you don't realize it.
It's like we're hardwired to pick up on that stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay, what about this whole multidimensional thing? They kept saying that, that it hits you in different ways.
This is where it gets really interesting, because it's not just what you see, right? It's what you hear. It's even like what you feel.
Oh, really?
Imagine you're trying to learn how to cook by watching like a MasterChef.
Okay, yeah.
You're not just seeing what they're doing. You're hearing the sounds. You're smelling everything.
Right.
Maybe even feeling the rhythm of how they move, right? Oh, it's like a full-blown sensory experience.
That's so true.
Yeah.
No wonder it's so powerful. And speaking of sensory overload, what about YouTube?
What about it?
It's like a learning goldmine. You could find an expert on practically anything.
And that's the thing. You don't even need to go to school anymore.
Right.
You want to learn a language, how to play music, how to bake the perfect sourdough.
Yeah.
It's all right there.
It's a lot. It's amazing, but it's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, where do you even start?
Right. There's the catch. Too much of a good thing. It's so easy to get lost in it all, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where the Watch and Learn article gets good, because they're saying, look, watching is just step one. You can watch all the cooking shows in the world. It doesn't make you a chef,
right,
unless you actually cook something.
Exactly. Right? I'm like a masterclass graduate in cake decorating videos. But ask me to actually frost something? Disaster.
You and me both. And that's the thing. So many people get stuck there, you know? It's like just watching it is enough.
Right. And it makes sense, especially now. It's all right there.
Oh, I know.
So how do you break out of that? How do you go from just watching to actually doing?
They had this whole thing about active observation. So it's not enough to just sit there.
Right.
You got to engage with it. Like, take notes, ask yourself questions, try to guess what's going to happen next.
Interesting.
It's like you're having a conversation with the expert, even if they can't hear you.
I like that. Yeah, like I do that with documentaries. I'll pause it, rewind, write stuff down.
There you go.
I feel like it helps. But what about all the learning that happens when you don't even realize it? Like how we're all teaching each other just by, you know, being alive.
Yeah, the stuff you don't see on the syllabus. It's kind of a trip when you think about it.
Right.
We're all role models, even if we don't want to be.
That's true.
What we do, what we say, even the stuff we don't say out loud. Other people are picking up on that.
It's true. It's like this giant learning experiment we're all in.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're always learning by watching,
yeah,
should we be like choosing what we watch more carefully?
100%. Watch and learn, they're really big on that. They call it intentional influence, basically.
Yeah.
Who and what are you letting into your headspace?
Which is huge, especially now, right?
Yeah.
Social media, algorithms, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So are we picking the right people to learn from?
Yeah.
People who line up with what we believe in, where we want to go.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's not about just taking in everything. You got to think critically, you know? Question things. Who's saying this? What's their deal? How is this going to affect me?
So it's about like taking control of what you learn.
Yeah, like curating it almost.
Interesting. But also kind of a lot of pressure.
Well, sure, but it's empowering too, right?
Okay, yeah.
You get to decide how you see the world. nobody else.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. So it's not about being a sponge and just absorbing everything.
Right.
It's about being more like, I don't know, a filter. Choosing what matters and letting the rest go.
Exactly. It's being an active part of it instead of just letting it wash over you. That's where the good stuff happens.
But then it makes you wonder, right? If we're all influencing each other like this, what are we teaching without even realizing it?
It's like you throw a rock in a pond, right?
Yeah.
It's going to make waves even if you don't see them.
Whoa, that's deep. Like we're leaving little bits of ourselves everywhere we go, you know, like breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little out there, but you get it.
No, I totally get it. And it actually ties back to what we were saying before about different perspectives and all that.
Oh, right.
Like, the more we share with each other, the more we can learn from each other.
It's true. It's like, the more the merrier, right? Like, everyone's got something to bring to the table.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about observational learning. It's
yeah.
always changing, always growing.
So, as we wrap up here, what's, like, the one thing you hope people will remember from all of this?
That anyone can learn anything.
Okay.
Just by watching and paying attention.
I like it. It's like we all have this secret weapon, right? And not even a secret.
Right.
Well, that's our deep dive into observational learning. We covered a lot today, folks.
We did.
But the biggest takeaway, pay attention to the world around you. You never know what you might learn. Until next time.